We're joined now by the lead for the Breyer champion, the second time they have won the Breyer, the Cooey Rink. Nolan Thiessen joins us. Nolan, congratulations. Is the second one sweeter than the first?
It's a little different. You know what? I think it maybe just adds a little bit of legitimacy to the first time we won. You know what? When people go back and look at the past champions, you can't really... It won't be just a one-off name, right? It'll be, wow, those guys won it twice in 5 years. That was a pretty good team at that time. So, you know what? It was such a whirlwind the first time we won, and it's a whirlwind right now too. But it's nice, and we're trying to enjoy it and savor it a little bit more than we did the first time.
Players always say that you know, you don't realize after the fact just maybe how big of an accomplishment it is. You know, you set our sights on goals all the time, and even in real life, and then when you accomplish them, we don't really celebrate it enough. What are you guys doing different so you maybe actually enjoy it and recognize that it is a major accomplishment?
You know what, I think the biggest thing we did was is on Sunday night we took the trophy with us. The first time we did it, we stepped down off the podium, someone grabbed the trophy, and then we got grabbed to go do drug testing, and I never saw it again. So this time we took the trophy. We had a little party with our family, all of our wives and kids and a bunch of the parents, and my grandma and all that stuff was there. So we got to take a bunch of pictures with everybody, and the kids all crowded around it and took a big picture and all that stuff. So it was that was the biggest thing, was we just kind of tried to enjoy the trophy and get this everybody to get to see it and touch it and hold it and all that stuff. So that was the biggest thing we did. And now it's, I guess, we just got to hit the ground running and start planning a trip to China in 10 days. So it makes it a little stressful, but we're trying to make sure that we talk to everybody and answer all the emails and all the things that we've been getting from people saying congratulations and all that stuff. And that's the biggest thing, is just really, really enjoying the fact that we won this and then keep going from there.
Do you have to plan your own trip, or does the Canadian Curling Association do it for you?
Well, the CCA plans when we fly out and they book us our hotels. But then, I mean, with all the wives and kids and
okay,
bringing the grandmas and all that stuff to look after the kids, that's on our dime. So that's what we're kind of working on right now, is getting all that. And we're going to a communist country, so you have to get an official invite letter to be allowed into the country. It's not as simple as just putting your passport in your pocket and flying over there and then showing it when you get there. You got to have an official invite letter from them. So that's kind of the few of the hoops we got to jump through. We got to get a travel visa to say that why we're there for 2 weeks and all that stuff. So it was a little different than when we went to Italy. It was more or less just, here's your flights. And I mean, when you're flying to Europe, it's almost like flying to the States. You just roll in there and show your passport and it's normally good. So there's a few more hoops to jump through. And I mean, we leave not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So it's a tight turnout for sure.
And when you go over there, do you plan extra time? Are you looking to go doing a little touring, or is it strictly a business trip?
We're going to go a couple days early just to kind of, for one, get the time change figured out. And two is, we're going to take our families and go, you know, do a couple of the tourist things, go walk on the Great Wall of China and go down to Tiananmen Square and that stuff, because kind of a good excuse to go over there and see it, which we would probably not have the chance any other way. So that's what our plan was, is to go do a couple of those things. And then the family might do a little more touristy things, but once the event starts the Saturday the 29th, we're kind of locked into curling mode, and we won't see them quite as much, and it'll be more or less just business as usual, same old event, and just trying to win.
Nolan Thiessen joins us. He is the lead on Kevin Cooey's team. They just won their second Breyer in 5 years. You talked about the legitimacy factor of it. The tournament itself, you'd played BC twice before the final and lost both times, Nolan. I know last time I talked to you, you kind of had, you know what, we got to get over beating the Martin Rink, which obviously you did to get out of Alberta. Did that give you more confidence, or do you look at, and usually it's virtually impossible to beat one team three times in the same tournament because a lot of these top teams are so closely matched?
You know what, that is something for sure. That's what we told ourselves going into Sunday anyways, is, you know what, let's hope they can't beat us three times in the same week. But the first game that we lost BC, we kind of buffooned the last end, and then we had Hammer coming home and should have won that one. And then in the 1-2 game, it was one of those deals where, you know what, everything that we possibly could do wrong, it worked out even worse, and then everything that they did worked out great. So that just happens in sports, and we brushed it off and just got up Saturday morning and said, win 2 games and you win the Brier. So that's all that matters, and doesn't matter who we're facing, we just got to beat them. So we went out and beat Quebec and came out in the final, and our goal was to kind of keep it tight. But if there was a chance to go for the win, then we would go for it. And that's what we did. I think when we got that second 3-under in the fifth end, mm-hmm. there, we're a tough team to chase down. We're pretty good front runners. So I liked our chances after 5, but you know what? It was great to come out and play really well in the final and really make them make some tough shots, which we got a couple mistakes and then we capitalized on it.
When was the last time you scored 3 in 3 separate ends in the same game?
I don't even know if I remember any time doing that. Maybe in juniors or something, but no, against teams at this level, you don't expect to. I mean, one of them is a kind of a game changer, let alone 3. So it was nice to get those, especially those first 2, and we knew it was going to be pressure on them to try to make things happen in the last 5. And I think that third 3 was just a function of them just trying to do anything they could to generate some steals or something, and they left a shot for Kevin for our third 3 and kind of the final nail in the coffin.
Now, I know it's 4 years away, but is it safe to say now that Olympic berth is what's going to be on your guys' radar for the next 4 years?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I got the sign-off from my wife that I can go for 2018. So, and then after that, we got to talk. So I know that personally, my goal is 2018, and especially now that we've got a couple of Briars and hopefully add a second world title here in a couple of weeks. And I mean, you always want to keep winning Briars and keep winning world titles, but I think everybody in our sport has an eye towards that next Olympic cycle and trying to be the team that peaks at the right time, because it's so tough. And if you can get a rolling in the right week in I guess December 2017, then you get to go and do the ultimate and be Team Canada to the Olympics.
What is the biggest difference between the Brier and the World Championships, Nolan?
Well, for one, we're not in a Canadian market, so it's going to be, I've heard it's a 16,000 seat arena, but I would venture to say there's not going to be 16,000 people there. So it might be, you're going to have to, a big arena that's normally fairly empty, but in terms of the competition we're playing against, there's a lot of teams that we see a lot of the European teams and even like China with Marcel Roch being their coach. They spend a lot of time over here in Canada. So we see these teams a lot more now and we play them a lot more, but there's still a few games out there that we should win no matter what. And I guess that's what you just got to take care of business in the round robin as best you can. And then we know once we get to the playoffs, it'll be as tough as the playoffs is at the Brier, because you've got a team that's been there or been playing on the ice for 10, 11 games, and they start to get a handle on it too, and teams start making a lot more shots in the playoffs than they maybe do in the round robin. So it's kind of just handle our business, make the playoffs, and then really come to play then.
Well, Nolan, congratulations. Well-deserved second Brier Championship for you and everybody else in your team, and best of luck in China.
All right. Thanks, Jason.